The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Good morning, sun. Good morning, door.
Good morning, Dad.
Carpet. Huh?
Good morning, Dad.
Hey, buddy, did I wake you up with my singing in your room and ripping off the blankets?
Yeah. I mean, I was up because I could hear you. It sounds like you were falling quite a bit. That's vacuuming?
I was practicing my pratfalls.
Okay, yeah.
So that when
Chris.
I drop you off at school today, I can make a big splash with all your friends. First day of school, champ. Aaron, sweetie, are you up? Let me just start a chainsaw here and start to put down your bunk bed.
I was awake. I'm trying to new
that's
voice
how Aaron
school.
Sings Dixie Chicks lyrics.
Oh, so you're like mumblecore now.
Yeah,
you're mm-hmm. like those two brothers that made that movie about the sofa.
I know what you're talking about, but no one knows their names.
Duplass?
Yes.
Duplex brothers.
Now that's Duplex not the guy brothers. Who lied about 9/11, right? That's the other guy.
Huh? Brian Williams?
The guy from the League. The guy from the League who torched
you told
his
me
own career
that. I've
by
never
lying
heard
about 9/11.
That is
I don't know that.
Insane.
Who?
It's not the we'll Duplass. It's not Jason Mendoza. It's not Paul Scheer. It's not Nick Kroll. It's the other guy from the League. And I can never remember his name. Please.
John LaHoy?
It's not, no, that's Taco from the League. He's not even in every episode, I don't think. It's the other guy.
So there's an actor in the TV show The League, and he claimed he was there that day? Is that the rumor?
Yes, he claimed in like an interview that he was there like at Ground Zero on 9/11, and then like someone like looked it up and they were like, no, you weren't. And then he was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that.
Whoa. What is the impulse there to put yourself at the center of a tragedy? To get empathy? Like, that's insane.
I don't know. I mean, I was at the Hindenburg when it went down. Steve Ranzisi.
What was... Brian Williams did something. Did he say he was, like, shot down in a helicopter in Vietnam or something? Something
No,
like
did he really? Oh,
I
no.
think so. No, Brian Williams, the anchor. He got in trouble for something.
I think he lied about, was it like the Black Hawk Down thing? I think he did lie about, like... seeing like military whatever that he didn't see and then like action. Reporting on it. Yeah. But I don't think it was Vietnam because he's not. How old is he?
Well, Vietnam famously was 86 to 97.
That's the TV show. That's MASH.
Oh, I'm thinking of Ken Burns' documentary.
That's MASH. And that was Korea. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. It's all an allegory.
Aaron, what famous tragedy were you part of? I will go first. I
hey, riddle, riddle.
Was in Hey Riddle Riddle. Shit on our own podcast. I was also in the Donner Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, cannibals.
Cannibals. Donner Party of four? Three. Two.
Party five.
I'll be eating alone. I'll eat at the bar.
No, you can stay.
Speaking of absolute disasters, do you guys know that Apple TV... like has a whole bunch of like television shows that are just on like an app where you can just like watch things on television. I swear to God, I opened up the Apple TV app and I saw maybe 50 shows that I've never fucking heard of before. I'm like, do they have an advertising department? Who's telling people about these shows?
There is a lot of shows when, when I watched Shining Girls, where I was like bouncing around trying to find it. And there's some Jason Momoa show where he's like, a frontiersman or something, and they're like, now in its third season. I was like,
baffling.
When did the first two come out?
Baffling amount of seasons for some of these shows.
Yeah.
They got the only thing I think I've seen on Apple TV was Severance, right? That was
yes,
on
fantastic.
Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that, but they got to start telling people about these other shows.
Yeah. Do you watch Ted Lasso?
I did watch Ted Lasso as well, okay. Yes. But I started watching the show that Adel has three seasons, absolutely baffling, but it's a show about like what if the Russians had won the space race?
Oh,
have you guys heard about this?
Man
one?
Of all people, no. What's that called? For All Mankind?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
It's For All Mankind.
I've heard this is very good.
It's I've just started watching it. I've got a couple episodes in. I got to say, it's got the guy from I told Mariah it's got the guy from Killing Eve, and she goes, no, that's the guy from The Killing. And I go, well, you get me, though. Like, when I talk, you understand. Like, the words aren't coming out, but you understand what it is.
So, the super handsome guy, Joel something?
God, and he's tall, Joel too. Kennington? He's very tall.
He's
yeah.
very handsome, very tall.
But yeah, it's got him in it, and it's pretty good. I'll tell you what, man. These guys, these astronauts, they do not like the Russians. They do not care for the Russians.
I think that guy was RoboCop.
He was. That's what I told her. I was like, he was RoboCop, but I was like, more. You can't tell me RoboCop. I don't know that one.
I would love if the handler, what's her name's handler from Killing Eve, was RoboCop, the Russian guy.
Oh,
that would be very funny.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
why
I'm watching.
I'm furiously writing a script, combining everything you just said. What's up with you guys?
We just said, Aaron.
I was thinking
the Donner Party.
Alternate history things got me thinking, like the what if moments of like mm-hmm. this thing going another way. If you had to do, if you were going to like write something or put together like a packet for a thing that is an alternate history, because there was that other one, I think it was like an Amazon show where like the Germans won World War II. Yeah. But I'm like, what's your alternate history? What if you had to like do like a take on that? What do you think you would do?
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Red Sox never won.
Oh, very good. Kennedy caught the bullet.
What the fuck? His teeth.
And he just
like
and he
a
just
fly
grabs
out of
it.
The air.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if Kennedy never got assassinated. That would be
yeah.
Good,
I think that
would be interesting.
Do you think him and I would be married?
Sure. That's yeah. pretty gross.
Gross, but sure.
I'm dying. That was so funny. I don't want to marry him. Don't
there's
worry,
almost
buddy.
Like that Stephen King story, whatever the date is, 11.
Oh, yeah.
But it's that, but it's Aaron goes back in time, not to stop the assassination, not to warn Kennedy, but just to like seduce him and then leave.
Yeah. Wait, did I do something wrong? I get come back
Excuse
and I tell you guys
me,
what
Clarence.
I did, and I go, oh, you're right. I think my hot take is I think that he was gay. And there's enough
Whoa.
Evidence to support it. And I wish that he could have just been an out president, but instead he tortured all the women in his life.
I think I would go back in time and see what would happen if Cat Stevens never became Yusuf Islam. I think that to me is the most fascinating track that has never been explored.
My alternate history one is we invade Iraq and we find a ton of weapons of mass destruction. We're like, holy shit, look at all these weapons of mass destruction.
We came on here under false pretenses. I cannot believe we're right. That is hilarious.
Yeah, finding these is wild because we were riffing. We were just like totally riffing about this.
We were like,
this
we want to be rich
insane.
From oil. How do we do it? Mm-hmm. And look.
Oh, holy crap, a bunch of WMDs. It's funny because that's an illegal war that we all just got to live through.
No, I got it. Sorry, I lied before. I have it. What if Howard Dean never screamed?
Wow, that's cool.
He would still not have been president.
He'd be on his eighth term.
What if we do this?
He'd be a dictator now. Silent, no screaming.
This is me pitching things. What if you ever wrote that a completely,
science?
Completely different direction, and we did like we wrote like a 10-episode historical drama reenactment of if Howard Dean had ever screamed and like played with the world going on from that? I think that would be so funny.
We do it straight.
Yeah,
we put it up to a vote on the Patreon. We go, do you want us to buy the Knicks or do you want us to make this series? We can't do both. We cannot afford both. We will do one. I wonder where people would vote. Vote in the comments, everybody. Yeah, and so when people see this episode, they're like, why does this say Knicks or series?
Yeah, this is a state episode, right? But instead, we're just going to call it Knicks or series.
All right. So speaking of state episode, Casey.
Wow, segue.
Hit it.
Oh, no.
Sweet home,
Idaho.
That's right. We are doing Vermont. Welcome to Vermont. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Casey edited this song so brilliantly. Thank you, Casey, for doing this. And
that sucks. That rolls.
We are doing, obviously, Alabama, as funny as it would be to do another state after playing that song. Have either of you ever been to Alabama before?
I feel like I've been through Alabama, but never stopped.
I always confuse the time I went to Arkansas with as the time I've been to Alabama. So I will say no. Roll Tide. Hmm. Is Roll Tide, that's Alabama, right?
I think that's so, yes.
Detergent.
shit.
Casey, have you ever been to Alabama?
Through it, I think.
Through it. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. We've all, that's everyone's experience. We've all only driven through it. We're all convinced we didn't stop for gas or to pee.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever driven through Alabama. Because I don't know where I would have been going. I think Alabama is one that I have not stepped foot into.
You were going to Birmingham to see Michael Jordan play baseball.
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, I used to love going to see Michael Jordan play baseball in Birmingham.
Just some little things about Alabama. Mm-hmm. It became a state in 1819, and it's the 22nd state. It has a population of about a little over 5 million. Its capital is...
Birmingham?
Nope.
Mobile?
Nope.
Huntsville?
Montgomery.
What?
Its biggest city is...
Alabama?
Little Mississippi?
Is Birmingham.
Is Birmingham? Birmingham's mm-hmm. got to be the biggest.
The state bird is the yellowhammer, and the state flower
seems like
is
a tool.
The
yellowhammer,
camellia,
the Stephen Van Zandt Netflix series?
Mm-hmm. And obviously...
Wait, yellowhammer, is that a DeWalt? What's yellow? Yellow is DeWalt? No, that's red. Fuck. It's not red, maybe. It's not Black and Decker. That's black and orange. What's
Alabama
yellow?
Has a Tim pretty intense and crazy history, but it is the site to many important moments in the civil rights movement. The Claudette Colvin and Rosa Parks protests against segregation on public buses happened in Alabama. And then
that was in Montgomery,
Selma,
right?
Yep. And then Selma, Montgomery, and Birmingham were all the center of so many protests and marches. So we can't immediately, even though there's a lot going on in Alabama, we can't count out all of the amazing civil rights and important civil rights moments that happened there.
Now, what is an Alabama mobile? Is that a special type of car that they only drive in Alabama? Okay.
Just to kick us off with a little bit of fun, and this is... Unfortunately, my big takeaway from Alabama, when I saw it come up on my list, I went, wow, that's the place where Heart of Dixie takes place, which is a TV show I watched in its entirety when I was depressed. That's right, everybody. When I was super depressed, I watched all of the CW show Heart of Dixie.
This might be a chicken or egg. Were you depressed before you started watching it?
And that is such a good question, Adel. I certainly don't think it helped. I think it maybe kept me in there a little longer. That show, and I'll tell you this, will make you feel nothing. So if you're not depressed before you start watching it, it might help get you there.
What year was that? Is that
2012.
Okay. 2012, okay. So it's an older show. Because I was like, I've never heard of this before.
So we're going to play a game based on the show, but the general premise of the show is New York doctor Zoe Hart, played by Rachel Bilson, who is Summer.
No. Rachel Bilson?
Mm-hmm. From the OC.
Oh, no.
Has reached a crossroads in her life when she decides to accept an offer from a stranger to work with him at his practice in Alabama. When she arrives in town, she discovers that the man had died and left her half of his practice in his will. Something that doesn't make her new partner happy. Despite the shock of Southern life and some less than hospitable town folks, Zoe decides to give her new life a chance and discovers a new side of herself in the process.
Babe, I'm pissed that you're rich now.
The partner is a medical partner. He's like an old school Southern man, okay. I think she breaks up with her boyfriend. Yes.
Yeah.
So the major players are LaVon Hayes, who is a former football player, now mayor.
In
George
real life
Tucker.
Or in the show?
In the show.
Oh, I was like, that the actor? What the fuck?
Scott Porter plays George Tucker, who's like the heartthrob that you want her, like the good old Southern boy charm. And then Wade is the bad boy next door, who's like a bad Southern boy. And then her nemesis, who's engaged to George, is Lemon Breland. So those are the major players.
Oh, my grandma used to make a delicious lemon Breland. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Exactly. Every 4th of July. Oh,
but
the chicken Breland. Yeah,
that's also
I'm going
good.
To read you episode descriptions, and you're going to tell me if it's a real episode of Heart of Dixie or I made it up.
Oh, so this is the Bones game.
This is the Bones game. This is the Bones game, but it's Heart of Dixie.
Oh, wait,
you invented
game,
such a fun game that was a joke when you first said it, which is, have I seen this episode of Bones? It's an insane game. Go back
and
listen to it.
A game I forgot about completely until you started to talk about this game, and I was like, haven't we played this game on the show before?
Bones or no bones?
Okay, so you're going to read a description, and we're going to have to tell you if we think this is an episode of the show. And the show is called Heart of Dixie?
Yes, and it's in Bluebell, Alabama, and it's a bunch of small-town folks who don't really love her city ways. Okay, Zoe tries to make a good impression at the Founders Day parade, but accidentally crashes the float.
It's got to be real.
Yeah, Founders Day.
And we got to buzz in.
Buzz.
Oh, buzz.
Yes, Adel.
Sorry, that a bee just stung me. Can I take a break?
Yeah, nope.
Okay, I think it's real.
Yes, it is real.
That's a good, yeah, that's smart. Founders Day was like, that's clearly a...
Zoe tries to win Bluebell's gumbo competition. Lemon is upset when LaVon develops a crush on another woman.
False gumbo has no place in Alabama. And if it's true, I'm going to be pissed.
JBC.
Okay. Gave me all the info that I needed, but he didn't buzz in. Gumbo again. I'm gonna say I think gumbo is more of a Louisiana thing. So I'm gonna say a false. This is false.
It is real.
Oh no! Hey, you can have gumbo anywhere.
Zoe realizes that rumors spread fast in a small town, and the carnies are pissed. Addle.
Buzz. You can't have gumbo anywhere. It has to come from the Gumbo River in Louisiana.
Deduct your first point that you did get because that is irrelevant to the thing I just said.
Sorry,
actually,
you must have misunderstood.
I hate to make you look stupid, but when gumbo's on a bagel, you can have gumbo anytime.
Zoe realizes that rumors spread fast in a small town and the carnies are pissed.
Buzz.
JBC.
I don't know if carnies is someone's last name because I wasn't paying any attention.
JPC, did you ever get my text about joint Halloween costumes for us? It's us dressed up in carnival gear with a steak stapled to us. Carne asada?
Carne asada, yeah. Okay.
Carne asada.
So this is carne asada. So this is different from when we dressed up like carnival folk covered in big white feathers. And we were doing Carnegie's Hall.
We'll never get through this episode.
Buzz.
Yes.
I buzzed in already.
Too late, JBC.
Aaron, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Yes, Adel, go ahead.
I buzzed in to say I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
And I think this one
returned to you.
I think
yes, 2 points rewarded to you. Wade cooks for Zoe. It turns out to be disastrous when he realizes what he cooked wasn't catfish.
Oh, buzz.
JBC.
I'm going to say that this one is 100% fictional.
Yes, they're both fictional.
Oh, well, then I guess I can't lose.
No, what do you think? Is it true or false?
I think that it's 100% fact.
It's, I made it up.
Okay, well, that's kind of where I was going.
No, it wasn't. As Bluebell is hit by an intense heat wave, Zoe discovers that the hot weather makes everyone act differently and with a lot less inhibition.
Buzz.
Battle.
I want, with all my heart, for this to be real.
It is. Congratulations, you're about to get
I'm going
to
watch
this
episode and this episode alone.
Zoe discovering. She's doing all these discoveries.
Mm-hmm. Zoe makes a shocking discovery. Yep, here we go. Zoe makes a shocking discovery about the local minister and his wife. Lemon wants to restore the town's historic bridge.
Buzz.
Addle. Addle gets it.
This has to be true. This has to be real.
It is real.
I know this.
Zoe loses her umbrella at the library, and it ends up in the most unusual spot.
Her butt.
Buzz, inside a butt.
JPC.
I'm gonna say inside a butt, and I'm gonna say real. Final answer, Regis.
It is fake, and it is inside of a butt. So you do get a point for inside of the butt.
Uh-huh. If you're superstitious, you gotta know the old adage: never open up an umbrella inside your own butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Too late. Why do you think I'm sitting like this?
Bad luck.
If you're superstitious, receive a broken mirror in the mail. It will now just be in your basement because how the fuck am I supposed to get rid of a broken mirror? It'll be there forever. Forever.
And famously, if you're superstitious and a black cat crosses your path, adopt it because that's what Gemma made us do with Coco.
Yeah.
Zoe makes a chilling discovery after accidentally hitting a man with her car. LaVon interferes when Lemon and George try to buy their dream home. JPC.
I know this one is fake because, as is previously established, she doesn't make a chili. She makes a gumbo.
Okay, it is true.
Damn it.
You're funny.
I haven't gotten a single
LaVon
one of these.
Tries to help Zoe feel more connected to Bluebell by asking her to host his annual homecoming party. Wade and George try to get even with their high school nemesis.
Buzz.
Adam.
We all know Southern shows love to bring up old high school drama, so I'm going to say real.
Yes. Yeah. You're yes. great at this. You Zoe are. Wonders if her new, very attractive patient has a crush on her. Sorry. Zoe wonders if her new, very attractive patient has a crush on her, or is it just the mad cow disease?
Buzz.
JBC.
That's real. That's a true one. This has got to be true.
It's fake. That's the plot of
you're batting zero. After researching her family history, Zoe learns that she is a legacy to the Bluebell Bells. Lemon puts Zoe through a humiliating initiation.
Buzz.
Addle.
This reeks. This is fishy. And we all know catfish episode was fake. So I'm going to say this is fake.
It's true.
No, my streak.
Zoe's pregnancy scare is nothing compared to what Bluebell has in store for the Halloween bash.
Famously, if you have a pregnancy streak, you should go see a doctor immediately.
Streak? You gotta stop it. She can't stop getting pregnant. You'll never stop me. I'll get pregnant any chance I get.
I went to my
stylist and I asked him if he could give you a pregnancy streak.
Yesterday,
like Jean Grey.
I was super bloated and I was at Six Flags. And so it looked like I had a little baby because I was wearing a little exercise dress and it looked like I had a baby.
Aww.
And so I kept pretending I had a baby in line to freak people out, thinking that they think a pregnant lady's about to go on a crazy rollercoaster.
Casey
freak
chimed
people
in.
Out.
Casey mm-hmm. chimed in. Pregnancy streak can still get you pregnant.
And thank we you,
should,
Casey.
Very good joke. Casey, we should also say pregnancy can also get you pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnancy can get you pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Zoe's pregnancy scare is nothing compared to what Bluebell has in store for the Halloween bash.
Buzz.
JBC, yeah. Or Addle.
Addle said it.
I'm going to say false because there's not much. There'd be more about the bash than just there's a bash.
Yeah, I wrote that and I made myself laugh out loud at how insane that is. Lemon is convinced that her mom has returned as a turkey. The gang goes hungry on Thanksgiving as they try to talk her down.
Buzz.
Addle.
Just as much as TV shows love to bring up old high school drama, there's also a weird thing in TV shows where there's always somebody who believes that birds are like dead loved ones. So mm-hmm. as weird as it sounds, I think this is true.
It is false, but I was banking on you thinking that because that happens in sitcoms all the time.
Good job.
Zoe plans a sleepover with Rose instead of attending the Sweetie Pie dance with Judson.
Buzz, now we do have to say that this one did happen. The reason why you can't find this episode anywhere is it turns out that the Sweetie Pie dance does have Ku Klux Klan affiliations, so it had to be...
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
Like that lady from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Ellie, whatever her name
Kemper?
Was, who, yeah, she was like crowned the queen of love and beauty, and people were like, "Did you Google what this is?" And she was like, "No."
Oh no.
So I think that is real, and it has since been removed from the public record.
It is real.
That's the first one I think I've gotten correct.
I know it really is. A dance battle turns into a hospital visit for George. Zoe and Lemon get stuck in a canoe.
Buzz. James. I'm on a hot streak. I think this one is real as well.
It is false.
Fuck!
Your hot streak was one.
Your streak
Zoe
of one.
Zoe is thrilled when it snows in Bluebell. This is Zoe is thrilled when it snows in Bluebell, but the rest of the town becomes superstitious.
Buzz.
Addle.
Gotta be real.
It is real.
I'm going to say, I think it's, is it real?
Mm-hmm. Let me guess, JBC, you think it's false.
Because here's what I did in my mind is that we already had a superstitious one, but that was the fake one that Aaron made up with the turkey being the person's reincarnated.
JBC.
So we didn't have a superstitious
The reason
one.
It was real, the reason I knew it was real is because previously we knew that heat drove the town crazy. They all acted differently. So
exactly.
Snow had to do the same thing.
Exactly. I don't thank you.
We all know in the South, any amount of weather makes everyone act totally differently.
You're
usually so good at bullshit games. What's going on? Tell me here.
Are you okay, buddy?
I think the problem is that this show has such an insane premise to me that I don't even believe that this show is real.
Your tummy's all filled with excuses.
How many seasons did this go?
With excuses, like four?
Do we know?
Four?
Was it on Apple TV?
No, it was on CW. That makes sense.
It was on Zoe,
Rose asks Zoe to help plan her first Blue Bellapalooza, which winds up complicating Zoe's efforts to avoid Wade.
Buzz.
Addle.
I don't think, what's the guy's name? Percy Jackson. Who's the lead singer of Lollapalooza? What's that guy's name? Perry Farrell.
The lead
I don't think Perry Farrell would have allowed a TV show to use a Lusa. So I think it's fake because otherwise they'd have a lawsuit on their hands.
It is real.
Oh, man.
George is called in to coach the high school football team. Wade becomes his reluctant assistant after losing a bet.
This one's got real all over it. And I'm going to buzz in and I'm going to say the same on the record. Real.
It is false.
Damn it.
A night out on the town has Zoe worried that Wade has more interest in his car than her.
Buzz.
Addle.
I want to hand this one over to the JPC. Hey, JPC, whatever you're thinking, say the opposite right now.
Peanut butter.
He was thinking about jelly.
I was thinking about corn dog. Ever since Aaron said she went to Six Flags, I was like, man, I'd go get a corn dog. And I was like, I wonder if they have vegetarian corn dogs at Six Flags. And it's like, in 2022? Of course they did.
Of course.
You said something to me, Addle, and I said, corn dog.
No, you said peanut butter.
Ooh, I get one of those too.
Real.
A night out of the town. It is face. Fake.
Face.
Damn it.
It is fake. I made that one up.
In my face.
After noticing some unusual occurrences, Zoe realizes that George might be sleepwalking.
Unusual currencies?
Occurrences. Occurrences.
Oh, then buzz.
GPC.
The currency one is real. The one that you said is fake.
Nope, it is real. The one I said.
No!
Real. George panics when Tansy's dog goes missing.
Tansy?
Yeah, new character.
Damn. We're in like season 6 now.
We got 2 more after this.
Okay, well, we don't know Tansy, so I have no context for Tansy, so I will buzz in, and I will say, real. That one's real.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, we would just make up a Tansy.
I know. I've thought about doing, like, making a... I thought.
Southern people just say will name a dog, like, burlap or something. They're just the worst names.
Wade. Tansy's the person, not the dog.
Yeah. Oh,
whoops.
Wade hopes to win the Battle of the Bands and use the prize money to open his own bar.
Buzz.
Battle of the Bands, use the prize money to open his own bar.
This would be real if this was a show set any time before 1999, but I feel like post 99, not many people are doing that premise, so I'm going to say fake.
You overestimate CW. It is real.
No.
Because Wade's the bad boy, so he would, of course, be in a band.
But that I feel like that premise used to be super popular, and then it got to be just lame, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bluebell rallies together to get Wade out of a well before a storm hits. And Lemon gets a new puppy, GPC.
Before you said puppy, I was like, is Wade the dog? I'm going to say that this one is false.
It is false.
Yes.
And that's funny, though. I'm funny. I wrote a funny one.
You wrote a very funny one.
I do think it's very funny to give dogs human names if you have another dog with I have a dog named Spaghetti. If I was going to get another dog, his name would be like Elliot Sherman. And people would be like, this is Spaghetti and her associate, Elliot Sherman. Elliot, say hello.
Woof.
Woof.
Check out Heart of Dixie if you are depressed and want to stay depressed. All right. The next thing I want to talk about in terms of...
Aaron, it four seasons. Does it have a good ending or did it just not get picked up?
I have no memory. Did you not hear me? I was depressed in a bed. Do you think I remember how the show ended?
And you can see, famously, Four Seasons has a beautiful ending, beautiful ballroom, room service. They do events.
That's
it's probably
right,
about $3.28 a night, but it's worth this.
If you're lucky in this economy.
So I want to talk a little bit about some Sweet Home Alabama trivia. One of my favorite rom-coms. I think that she should have ended up with Patrick Dempsey. Vermont.
And this is Reese Witherspoon?
It's Reese Witherspoon, Patrick Dempsey, and the other guy is like some guy. There's another guy. Yeah, because she ends up with Josh Lucas, right?
Yes. And I think she should have ended up with Patrick Dempsey. That was a way better match.
Patrick Dempsey is the better match. That movie confused the fucking hell out of me because I was like, make Dempsey worse.
You know? I completely agree.
I'm rooting for Dempsey here. Not, you know, fucking beautiful head of hair that Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's so
fuck
weird.
Him. But
I mean,
but God, he's gorgeous in that movie. You know
what I'm
saying?
Such a good movie. Here's a couple of IMDb fun facts. The glass featured as Deep South glass is actually hand-blown by... It's actually hand-blown glass made by Simon Pierce, a Vermont company named after Simon Pierce, who emigrated to the United States from Ireland. pretty cool. So you can really actually buy that glass. And then the next thing on it was, this is the first film to shoot in New York City after September 11th, 2001 attack on the World Trade Center, where the guy from The League also was.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, was Steve Ranazzisi in this movie? He must have been.
I was like, what an interesting fun fact. IMDb, I wouldn't put it under fun facts, but okay. Charlize Theron was originally supposed to be Melanie Carmichael, which the role later went to, obviously, Reese Witherspoon. Patrick Dempsey.
Completely different movie. Better movie. Maybe a better movie in there.
I have to say, Aaron, this speaks volumes to the how tumultuous Alabama's history is, that you are reading factoids from IMDb.
No, I mean, I'll go back to it. The coon dog ceremony in the film is a real place in Alabama. And it is the childhood hometown of Helen Keller. So there's a real dog cemetery in Alabama. I think that's actually really nice.
Helen Keller's from Alabama?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you some celebrities from Alabama in a minute.
Whoa.
And then two dogs mentioned in the movie, Bear and Bryant, are references to legendary University of Alabama head coach Paul Bear Bryant.
Very cool.
Alabama is Roll Tide, right? So that that feels like a place that really loves college football, because I don't know anything about college football and I know Roll Tide. I feel like it's just like it gets used in a lot of pop culture.
Yeah, I think the three biggest college stadiums are like Alabama, University of Michigan, and maybe OSU. I could be wrong, but probably Georgia's in there as well. But I know that they're like all about. That's like people fly home every weekend to see the games and everything.
To go to those, yeah.
I almost did a whole deep dive game on that, but decided to do Heart of Dixie instead, because you got to go where you're passionate.
You got to go where your heart is.
Here's some celebs that were born or are from Alabama. Octavia Spencer, Courtney Cox, Nat King Cole, Channing Tatum, Lionel Richie, Harper Lee. Pretty cool.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild to me that all of these big Hollywood movie stars are from Alabama.
Laverne Cox, great people.
Who's Laverne Cox? Is that Courtney Cox's sister?
Orange is the New Black?
Laverne Cox is the woman from Orange is the New Black. Yeah.
Can't help you there, guys.
It's a good show.
This is a Mariah RoboCop situation. It's not going to get me there.
And then some movies that you know that take place or were filmed there. Big Fish, Sweet Home Alabama, obviously. Talladega Nights, To Kill a Mockingbird. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, Remember Big
the
Fish.
Titans? Was that
No, I think that's not that. It's not here. Right. Yeah.
But were these were movies that were actually filmed in Alabama, or they were just set in Alabama?
Both.
Okay, got it.
Like Sweet Home Alabama, some of it was filmed in Alabama and some of it wasn't. But
yeah,
they all take
that
place.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So
I feel like nowadays they would just shoot all of this in Atlanta. They'd be like, "Yeah, it's Atlanta. Like it's Alabama. It doesn't matter."
Now here's some random fun facts about Alabama. Alabama has a lot of snails, and there are all types of snails: land snails, freshwater snails, and sea snails, to name a few.
Aaron, are you doing a bubblegum shrimp thing? Because
you can make all kinds of snails, french fried snails.
Snail gumbo.
Approximately 43% of all types of snails in the United States live in Alabama. I don't know why.
No shit.
That state is covered in snails.
That makes me want to go to Alabama.
And this one made me, this is like my favorite thing I heard about Alabama. I was like, this is such a romantic, cool thing. Alabama has an all-water mail route. All the mail going to Magnolia Springs, Alabama, is delivered completely by riverboat. Hmm. It is the only and last all-water mail route in the continental United States. Isn't that awesome?
Only and last, as if they're saying, like, never again. Everyone agrees?
Exactly.
So move to Alabama if you like wet mail.
And snails.
Snail mail.
Can I tell you a quick little story? So it was raining. It was raining a couple weeks ago, and I got a letter in the mail, and it's someone who used to live in the house before me, but the Chicago Police Department keeps sending certified letters, and I thought certified letters you had to sign for, but whatever, they just keep getting dropped off into my mailbox, but they're not to me, but it's to the Chicago Police. So I was like, what the fuck? It's the same one that's come like four times. So I called 311, and I was like, what do I do? And they were like, just
come original.
Right, write return to sender and like and leave it for the mail person like to come back. And I was like, I do. I keep doing that, but they're not getting it. And it's from the police. So I'm like, surely there has to be a number for me to be like, this person doesn't live here anymore. They're like, no, you just have to keep doing it. So this one, the last one that I got it, but it had been raining. And the thing was fucking soaking wet. So but I'm like taking my pen to like write return to sender on the outside of the mail as you're supposed to do. Pen goes completely through the letter. So now I've opened it, basically.
now you're under arrest.
I'm like, stop sending me this. I think what it is it's like they're just trying to entrap me. They're like, eventually he's going to get so curious. We keep sending them this. He opens it up. We got him. 20 years.
He's in. Recently, I was in New Jersey for a wedding, and we were supposed to get one of Gemma's friend's car to use while we were there because she was going to be away. And so she sent us in the mail her car key, and
wow.
the mail arrived, and there's a big hole in the side, and the key was gone. So it was, we were like, oh no. And Gemma called the post office and called whoever else, and their reply was, shouldn't have sent a key in the mail.
Well, did they put it in an envelope?
I think so.
Oh, that's not something that you can do. I'm trying to be as nice and diplomatic as possible in case they ever hear this, but you need to know. You shouldn't be doing that. You simply shouldn't be doing that. Go get a flat rate box. Go get a small flat rate box. That's
Stop
so funny.
With this male propaganda.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
well,
I sent you
$250.
I sent you $250 in ones. It didn't get to you? No. Would you believe that did not get to me in the mail? Very funny.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Okay.
Alabama.
This is ridiculous. The world's largest office chairs in Alabama.
And who sits in it?
It's made up of 10 tons of steel.
Oh.
No, oh, yeah. That sounds like an office chair. Very
Big
comfortable.
Jeff, he's 8'2".
That's in terms of fun facts. That's what they're working with. Why do you think I had to do the Heart of Dixie? Alabama made Christmas a holiday back in 1836. Alabama
Thank
was
you,
the first
Alabama.
State to recognize Christmas as a legal holiday. Now, for the rest of the country, it wasn't until 1870 that it was a national holiday. Mm-hmm. And Alabama is home to the world's largest cast iron statue. Vulcan, the Roman god of fire and forge, was built to demonstrate the manufacturing abilities of Birmingham, Alabama in 1904. Standing at 56 feet tall atop a 123-foot pedestal, Vulcan remains the largest cast iron statue in the world.
And remember, folks, do not put your cast iron statues in the dishwasher. You have to hand wash them or else you lose all the seasoning.
And if you use soap, you're basically poisoning yourself the next time you eat off your statue.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Any soap at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Mariah and I, this is what happens when you cohabitate with someone who does not share your same dietary restrictions. Mariah's not a vegetarian. I am a vegetarian. So we have one cast iron pan that is for vegetables, and we have one cast iron pan that is Mariah's pan that is just for meat. And you cook a cast iron, and you can't like, really wash it out, so it like seasons whatever you cook in it. And I keep my cast iron pan so far up that Mariah can't access it. She would have to get like our little stepladder out to get it like out of the cabinet. And one day I went into the kitchen, and she had just cooked a steak on my cast iron pan. And I said, "Huh?" I go, "Well, this is the vegetable one." And she was like, "Is it?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was like, I basically hid it from you. I hid it from you so you wouldn't happen. This wouldn't happen." And she was like, "For some reason, I thought that the fact that that one was so far away meant it had to be mine." And I was like, "This is why hiding things is not a good strategy." Because
I basically hid it from you.
You forget the reason why it's hidden, and you just realize that it is hidden. So now we have in our house two cast iron pans for meat.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You're about to have three.
No!
Like no. It's a really cute one. It's little.
Oh, I will say, wait, is it like a tiny one, like a 5-inch one? Cuz we have three cast iron pans because, and speaking of depression, at one point in the pandemic we were like, you know what we should be having pizookies every day. We should be baking cookies in a cast iron pan. I think we did that three times. But they were good, by the way. As it turns out, you shouldn't be having that every day.
So you don't like
doctor.
The pan I bought you, guys. Is that what you're saying?
Did you send us a bouzouki pan?
No, I sent you a small, maybe a small cast iron.
Well, here's
skillet.
The thing.
That's my favorite pan.
If you did send us a small cast iron skillet, that is great because we can have one pizookie pan that is for meat pizookies and one pizookie pan that is just vegetarian cookies.
Great.
And famously, GPC, you go by Pizookie Joe.
Yeah. Well, Pizookie Joe. Now, what is this a play on? This is a play on Pizookie Joe, right? So do you want to hear a... Okay. Then you don't want to hear one of my Pizookie Joe jokes.
Well, now I do. We bought a Pizookie?
What do naval warships put their in their sleeves for their arms? Where do they go for naval warships?
Armies.
Army sleeves.
Put your armies through the sleeves.
So yes, I'm Pizookie Joe. Kids, don't stay right here, Stuart.
Kids. Okay, so here are some fun news stories. This is, I mean, other than the kid farting in the bus and getting kicked off, remember Ohio?
Oh,
never
yeah.
forget.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, this is your fault. You're responsible for that news story. That's Casey. Thank you, Casey.
Where's our deed from?
Church opens at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
What's this now?
Something that happened in Alabama.
A church opened at a Buffalo Wild Wings? What does that, mean that? Which one went away for the other to flourish?
Hold on, my
Or are they cohabitating?
Hey, JPC, that's where you're close-minded. They're both flourishing.
My older brother is in the South to protect his anonymity right now. I will not say what state he is in, but he did send me a picture today. Hold on, let's see if I can actually just pull it up. He sent me a picture today of he went to a gym in the South, and it is a gym. It's just a picture of some elliptical machines in a county courthouse. So this is a courthouse turned into a gym.
Got to get
and it's just
in.
Elliptical chairs.
Wait, I think you actually told me he's in the state of depression, right?
Yeah, you can work out while you're at court.
Oh, he's watching
Heart
of Dixie.
Depression.
I see. So beginning this Sunday, this Methodist church is planning on holding regular service at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hoover, Alabama, in an attempt to guide wayward chicken lovers to church.
That's great.
Those sinners. You go where the sinners are, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, church.
That's wild wings to me.
If I was a Buffalo Wild Wings fan, how do you guys feel about Buffalo Wild Wings?
Love.
Aaron loves it.
I feel like I am always like, eh. And then when I have it, I'm like, pretty good.
Aaron,
but I think there's better wings out there.
Have you guys been recently? I don't think I've ever been. No, I've been in one, but I don't think I've ever eaten in one.
I've ordered in the last 6 months, I've ordered it delivered.
Do you know if they have vegetarian wings? Do they have cauliflower wings?
They do, because Gemma got cauliflower ones. And she said they were pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Then I'm into it. I'm into it because I do love me some cauliflower wings.
Yeah, and GPC, there is one that delivers to our neighborhood.
Wow. Well, here's my thing. Even if I was a big Buffalo Wild Wings fan, if I was walking into a Buffalo Wild Wings and I saw there was church going on inside, I'd be like, nope, we're going to Wingstop or Wing Street or wherever. We're just going to a different wing place.
I bet day one they're like, fuck. Well, the hymn books are ruined.
Barbecue hymn books.
Barbecue hymns.
Lemon pepper hymn books.
Tow company charges woman $150 for a cussing fee because she swore at them. So they charged her money.
On her toe?
Which makes me realize that, can you guys charge me for cursing on this podcast?
A losing battle.
That's
an arms race. That's an arms race we don't want to engage in.
We have a swear jar, and we are up to, let me check it, $62,000.
When I got hit by a tow truck when I was in my 20s, the towing company that the guy plowed into my car was also the towing company that had a contract with the city of Indianapolis to tow all of the wrecks. So they had to get a different tow truck than the one that hit me to come and tow my car away. And then I had to go like get my personal belongings from that company that hit me that I was suing. So my lawyer was like, you could go, but you can't talk to anyone and they can't talk to you. And I was like, it was such a weird way to do things.
I didn't realize you got hit by a tow truck. I just assumed it was another another, like a regular car.
Oh, that was when I got fingered by a tuck driver.
What? Oh,
with the voice of Larry
really
King.
Nailed the landing.
What's going
really
on?
Nailed the landing. Clip it. Casey, clip it.
No, you can't tell. That was tricky.
I got hit by a tow truck and I got fingered by a truck driver.
Right,
they're two
right,
different
right.
stories.
There's been a ton of Bigfoot spottings in Alabama.
On Does the not Gulf surprise Coast. Me.
Describe mm-hmm. a ton.
Like so many. we should check in on them. And yeah, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but a lot of them are seeing Bigfoot.
Do you think it's one person who has a Bigfoot suit who's fucking with people?
I hope so. I hope it is one guy fucking with someone in a Bigfoot suit rather than Bigfoot existing. Oh, there's people beeping outside my house. Man tries to marry a computer.
Nope.
That's about what's
interesting.
Done.
Now, why do you want to marry the computer? Is it what's on the computer?
It's a CD-ROM.
Or is it just that the computer?
It's like a CD-ROM-com.
Yeah. CD-ROM-com is pretty good. Now, kids, computers used to come with a disk drive in them.
And sometimes, if the computer wasn't sexy enough, you'd have a floppy drive.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. In the old days.
And I know you might remember this. Remember how in when Beauty and the Beast came out, there were some nods to some gay relationships in that movie. And a lot of people in Alabama protested. Yay!
Wait, you can protest a gay nod? Then I should be getting protested all the time.
Stop going cruising.
There's a museum
Man,
Adel, there.
Floppy disk was right there, and you said floppy drive. Come on.
Yeah, it's hard drive floppy disk.
I know.
There's also a motorsports museum that is home to a collection of more than 1,400 motorcycles, from
Whoa.
Some of the earliest, rarest models to modern machines. Isn't that interesting?
Aaron, you don't have to sell us on this.
Are you asking for permission?
Yeah, you like it, right? That's good.
Aaron, you can find that interesting. That's fine for you.
Isn't this fun?
Are you having fun?
Aaron, for all my motorcycle heads out there, that's the spirit.
Wow.
I say all the Triumph. Time that the fastest way to break up with me, you don't even have to have a conversation. Just come home with a motorcycle. I'll shake your hand and you'll never hear from me again. It's my nightmare. I'm not saying that not all some motorcycles look pretty cool, but I don't want to be with someone who
that
rides a motorcycle.
That sucks,
I'll worry too much, it'll kill me.
Literally every single one of your boyfriends that I know, the people that I know that you have been with, would look super fucking cool next to a motorcycle.
Really? I feel like all of them would not look that cool looking.
Aaron, I think your type is motorcycle badass. I think that's your type.
Aaron, didn't you fuck Matthew Broderick on a Vespa?
Shut up. Don't you have confidence? I had one glass of wine. I tell one secret to my one friend, Adel, and he blows up my spot. Unbelievable.
My cousin is Sarah Jessica Parker, and she's pissed.
I don't know what this says about me, but so many of the guys I have dated or been attracted to drive Jeeps, which is not great. Yeah, they all, a lot
weird.
Of them Jeep drivers.
Well, I think, Aaron, if this helps, I think every person who ever bullied me in high school owned a Jeep.
And now we understand everything all at once. I get it. Yes, I see.
I think one of the biggest, like, not one of the biggest, but a thing that was definitely like a shock to me as like a grown-up was the number of people. Like, my dad drove a truck and a pickup truck, and my whole life, like, we rode in the pickup truck, but he worked construction. He worked concrete. So it was a work truck. Like, he was always using his truck. The people who just have trucks and don't have any affiliation with a job that would require a truck, that to me is insane. It feels like the people that really drive Jeeps, I'm like, where are you going? To the grocery store in your Jeep? Like, what's going on? Why is this required here?
I had a friend in college who had a truck and absolutely wasn't a farmer, didn't work construction. There's absolutely no need to own the truck except for he thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
Every single one of his friends, including me, I think at one point, asked him to help them move, and he was always like, why do I always get asked? And it's like, because you own a truck. You did this to yourself.
I worked with a contractor one time who had a humongous truck and told me he loved, he told me that his whole philosophy with like working with his hands, he absolutely loved doing it because it like brought him a lot of joy to like create things with his hands. So I was like, that's cool. And he's like, and also, I love trucks. I love trucks. I love big trucks. I just want to have the biggest truck. And I was like, this makes sense. You as a guy, this makes sense. Because you're filling your truck with, like, you know, wheelbarrows and tools and stuff that you need it for. But it was just very funny that he just, like, kind of shamefully admitted that he loved big trucks.
My ideal transportation can only fit two people 10 feet off the ground.
40 feet wide.
Bunch of wasted space.
I will fuck any parking space up.
Aaron, is that all you have for Alabama?
Any more brain busters?
Well, I'm trying to look up how many students are at the University of Alabama. Yeah, it's 40,000.
Whoa, wow. Shit.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. Crazy.
Do we know how Alabama got its name?
No. I'll look it up, though.
It feels like maybe it could be one of those things where it is just a native word, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's what everything in the Midwest and the South
yes,
is just
it
like,
is.
Hey, the people that used to live here, yeah, well, guess what? Now it's ours, and we're going to make it weird.
Do we know Alabama was a native word for?
I'm assuming it was,
it was the name
people.
Of a, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It
I
was
see.
A, yeah. an in, a tribe of the Creek Confederacy, originally called the Alabamas, or A-I-B-A-M-O-N-S, who in turn gave their name to a river in which the state was derived. So it was a tribe, then a river, and then a state.
Huh. It's almost as if every fucking shred of this land is stolen. No, surely there
this
must
land?
Be a part.
America.
No, there must be a part that's just good, right? No, no, not at all.
True paperwork.
No, sadly,
no.
That one, that one taken
too. That one's not us, and also was taken. Let's see.
Yeah,
Buffalo Wild Wings.
That one was taken by the people we won the war against.
Buffalo Wild Wings. That is the only things we've done good. Jazz, Buffalo Wild Wings. That's it. That's it.
That's
great.
Everything.
Well,
Jazz, Buffalo
Casey...
Wild Wings, and Taylor Swift has some good songs. A couple of good songs from Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And you're welcome, world. And Casey, let's play us out with some sweet tunes. That are... Thank you. We're all going to dance. Just imagine us dancing.
I love a little Howard Dean scream of the Sweet Home Alabama. He's from Vermont.
Ooh, mommy, daddy. I didn't say that.
Sounds like you did. At one point.
Neptune.